what's going down. Worst come the worst, my peoples come first. It's Download Here at 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman in studio tonight. Two panelists to play the worst because it's time. It's Tuesday night. It feels like it's been over a month plus than we've had this segment with Blackhawks games and other things happening. We haven't had a chance to complain about the worst things in society for prizes. But we're doing that tonight. 312-981-7200. Got a bit of bad news. I only have two pizzas to give away tonight.
Oh.
Usually three. Two, that just means the top two are going to win, not the top three.
What happened? Is there? Do you not want to get into it?
I I'm not sure. I will say it's a mystery because the sheet that I have in front of me that will say three available, three has been X'd out by Penn, and it's down to two. So maybe Pete Zimmerman got hungry.
Okay.
I don't know what the deal was. Something happened.
Yeah.
But there was an edit made. We're down to two.
So I shouldn't have asked about it.
But you know what? It just means you got to bring the best cream of the crop.
Mm-hmm.
In studio tonight to play the worst, Robin Scott. I mean, you are now a regular of the worst, right?
This is what I do. You were asking me what I've been up to. I've been preparing for this and preparing for the next one.
That's right. Actor and of course, keynote speaker. One of my favorite things about you.
That's right.
Motivational.
Can speak.
You can speak for the execs. Teach them how to speak.
And to just motivate them to speak. Mm-hmm. Right. Make it speakable.
Also in studio, newbie, but a good friend, Nate Dufort. Good to see you, Nate.
Oh, so happy to be here.
All right. Of course, Nate's a producer on My Neighbors Are Dead, which is a great podcast, which you can get two episodes all week long till Halloween. Tell us the premise of My Neighbors Are Dead.
So My Neighbors Are Dead is kind of the intersection of comedy and horror. We take improvisers, stand-up comedians, and they play side or tertiary characters from your favorite horror film. It may be someone that you saw for three frames in a movie, or it may be a complete invention from the comedians themselves. And then we interview them about their version of the events. Maybe they know about the killings. Maybe they don't.
Love it.
Good
I love
stuff.
It.
That's good stuff. My Neighbors Are Dead. You can find that on iTunes and other places. All right, so we're going to play the worst tonight. 312-981-7200. Why don't we start it off like we do every week with Pete Zimmerman. Pete, why don't you kick it off? What's the worst, buddy?
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst?
The people that sit in the front row seat of a professional sporting event that call attention to themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Your pink hat guy. Your Marlin man.
Your Marlin man.
Your Mary Hart.
Right. Is Mary Hart in the front row of Dodger Stadium?
Yeah.
She's just like, she went in on season tickets and now she's just there?
Well, actually, she's in the front seat and the second row and the third row and the fifth row. She just moves around all game and just like chitter chatters.
Smooth, man. You got next project, right?
No Larry King this year. I've been checking on his health.
I agree with you. I am not a big fan of, although I saw probably the funniest thing, you probably have seen this summer. Two guys who had front row seats behind home plate dressed like the umpire and they had the mask. So whenever the ump would be strike, they'd be like, they do their strike thing. That's that. If you're going to make a costumed bit.
Oh,
out of
it's
it,
committed.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Then you're in, right?
But calling attention for any other reason, it's the equivalent of the iguana guy. You know, it's the guy that's just walking down the street with a lizard on his shoulder or something.
Which I still don't get mad about because I'm always the person who's like, can I come over and pet him?
Do you get mad when someone wears like an outlandish hat to get the tension behind home plate and you got to watch it all game?
No, I don't. Just because, you know, I like costumes and props and whatnot. You know, you're going to put on a wig. I thought, you know, there's investment, there's thought. You put some cash into that.
And there's obviously cash because it costs money to get those seats behind home plate.
Yeah.
I guess if the investment's already there, I would like to see a little bit more effort. That's why I like the umpires, right?
Yeah.
The fake umpires.
Well,
all right.
It was thematic. You know, they weren't calling, you know, your attention away. It wasn't another sport. They were keeping with the theme.
Mm-hmm. I've always talked about on the show, I've wanted to do this, and it's on me that I haven't. I haven't executed. Mm-hmm. But I want to dress up like a 1930s baseball fan who goes out with the tweed hat and the whole thing and dresses in the full, you know, three-piece suit and goes and sits in the bleacher and calls everybody a bum. Like, that's what I would like. Like, if you had five guys across that did that, like in one, like in a playoff game, you would totally get TV attention.
Totally.
Ooh.
I say you step it up for the season. You antique yourself. That's just covering yourself in baby powder in that, and you just walk around like a ghost in the stadium.
Oh, sir, he said
antique yourself. They did that. I saw, like, I think it was one of the games last week, maybe at Wrigley, they dressed like the old Cubs. Like, there were a couple guys that dressed, did that exact same thing.
That's perfect.
That's perfect, right?
That's spooky.
All right, Robin, what do you got for the worst this week?
Oh, okay. You know, here are some things. Speaking of baseball, right off the bat. Right. So, see, this was meant to be. Guys, there is so much spitting in that sport. Yeah. It's buck wild. And it's not like, I get it if you're dipping and there's tobacco and you got to get that. Yeah. But now, and there were like seeds. So you're not wanting to dip anymore. So you're chewing the sunflower seeds. But then it's just spitting to spit.
Yeah.
And everybody's
superstitious spits.
I don't care for it.
It's a lot of spitting. And, you know, sometimes you got to get it out. But
After every pitch, though, that's the problem. Is like a guy gets out of the batting box, he touches this and that, and he's got to adjust his thing, and he's got to spit. And you're like, really?
And a fellow licked his bat the other night. I
Too
said,
much.
No.
Too much.
Is it not? And it's not even just about sanitation, although it kind of is, too. Like, do you want to get out on that? What is it, a field? Is it a field?
Yeah, it's field.
It is. Yeah. With all of that, I just said, this is too much. Guys, cool it.
cool it.
Oh.
All right, Nate, what do you got for the worst?
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Nate?
Shopping at Trader Joe's. The entire Joe's experience. I have never been as happy as the people that work at Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Their shirts, you know, I know they're meant to liven up the place, but the aisles are also smaller than any place I've ever been.
It's got dollhouse syndrome.
Exactly. I feel claustrophobic, and the Hawaiian shirts aren't helping.
There are once I went to the Children's Museum, I think it was out in Northbrook or Glenview, or one of the places out west, and or northwest, and they have a fake Potbellies or a fake thing you can go around, or shopping cart. And I was like, this is Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, but for toddlers. But I was like, this is the right size. Yeah. That's how I feel in those places.
It is. It's tight. And there's just too much mahalo. You know, don't.
A wee bit much. And I like some cookie swirl peanut butter stuffs.
Who doesn't? Who
pretzels
doesn't, right?
That are jam-packed full of peanut butter.
Oh, classic dippers and dunkers. Mm-hmm. I love them. But is it worth the experience of shopping?
No, send somebody else.
Yeah.
Instacart. Oh, that's not a commercial.
Instacart.com.
Instacart.net. We'll just change it up.
.gov.
We'll get everybody on their toes.
Instacart.
Robin Scott, Nate Dufort in studio. We're playing the worst. 312-981-7200. What's the worst, everybody? Pizza's on the line. Stay with us. Playing the worst tonight, 312-981-7200. Robin Scott, Nate Dufort in studio. We're giving away Lou Malnati's pizza. We got two of them, usually three, but just two tonight. That we're up in the ante. Only the best.
Ooh.
The third, I feel like it's like round 12 of a reality show. We're like, we changed the rules right at the top. Like, it used to be three, but now 46 of you are going home tonight.
Just gold and silver medals.
All right. There you go.
Take
bronze. Nobody wants the bronze. All right, so we got some good stuff here. All right, let's get to it. All right. 708 says, the worst is when you're looking forward to some ice cream from the freezer, and when you open up the carton, the only ice cream left is the nasty stuff around the inside walls.
Oh.
That is the worst, because what do?
It's like all freezer burned.
Mm-hmm.
Not even ice cream at that point.
Yeah, it's got a different texture. You're still going to guzzle it down.
You're going to eat it.
Underneath that is a little piece of flavor.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's mostly something that's icy and sticky at the same time.
that one hurts.
And that's really truly what you were looking for. So, I mean, if you can get past the fact that it might not be edible.
The other night,
a couple of them, right?
I went digging, and all I had was a jar of jelly, and I said, I'm going to have a spoonful of jelly. That's a new bottom.
Yep, I don't know that I've ever done that.
I don't think I've done that.
It's not satisfying.
Peanut butter, I've heard that.
That's a real thing,
but jelly.
Yeah.
I don't want to dig into what's going on there, Robin.
You don't need to.
No. Let's go to 708. The worst are people who sit on their phone while a movie is on TV and then ask questions about what's going on in the movie. Put the phone down and watch the movie. All caps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I completely agree with that while simultaneously being guilty of it.
Yeah.
You got two screens going on. One is small, one is large. Why are you going to stare at the tiny one and ask about what's going on with the big one? That's a nuisance.
Because someone posted something new on Instagram. Yeah. You got to check Instagram at the same time as you watch a movie.
But the email could be work, hun.
Oh, we're digging into your family life dynamics.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah.
And it's so true. Yeah. That is exactly what you do. Well, I need to check. I haven't checked Gmail in, I don't know, 8 minutes.
Five. Oh.
It's got to update. I have to check it. Please pause.
There's a Google Doc notification.
Yeah, I have to take a look at this.
So I got to look at this, and also right what's now. Going on the TV.
Right.
Just let one go.
The 847. The worst is moving on the wettest October day in record books in Chicago. Moved on Saturday.
Saturday Oof. Was rough.
Yeah.
Ooh, that is bad. And downtown, the river was rising.
Yeah.
Like. You don't.
Which
put
I
stuff
heard.
In.
I heard the Water Reclamation Commissioner say that's designed to do that.
Oh.
Like with the river, we made a big deal about the Riverwalk being flooded, and they came out and said that's how it was built that way, so that it would, because then they won't spill out. Like
oh,
I don't know
okay.
what they were doing. Like they just that's just what water will rise.
Who
yeah.
knew? I had no
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Well, lessons learned there. Also, don't move on that day. That's sad.
Or period.
That's
hard. Just don't move. Yeah. Moving don't period move. Is the worst.
It really is.
I told the story a little bit earlier. I was at an outdoor wedding.
On Saturday?
Yeah.
What did you do?
It was a tented affair, like Ooh. One of those nice white rented tents. Really nice.
And did the tent start to...
The tent was... They had to dig trenches in the yard, like because it was just flooding on the inside while I was trying to eat my chicken dinner, my rice pilaf.
I had a similar experience, did but you? In Atlanta. They had to move where the band was, you know...
Right,
super far away from where everyone else was because they were worried about the band being electrocuted.
Yeah, I thought about the electrocution at one point. And I was like, man, then the chicken was good. So I was like,
oh,
you know what?
Yeah. What a way to go
everything.
Out.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, what a way to go out. Yeah,
you know what?
when
Worst
do
ways
you,
to go.
When do you just finally surrender and go, this is unsafe, everyone's upset, people could pass away.
I agree.
When you run out of chicken.
Oh, okay. That's it.
You know, I asked the same question and... They did a good job. I mean, at a certain point, if the producers of the wedding, if that's a thing, is a mm-hmm. wedding producer, mm-hmm. Says, yeah, everything's good to go, then I guess you keep doing it. And it was fine because after a certain while, the rain finally stopped around 10:30, and the dancing began.
Oh, that's right.
Crazy. Well, Genuine. There was a Genuine sighting. Listen. All right. 847, the worst is getting you need to floss every day talk from your dentist.
Oh, you know, thank goodness for those little picks. Those,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, right.
Like a
right.
little, it's kind of a cheat. Yeah. That makes it more doable, but still, what does that feel like? They're being shamed or something for dental care?
Whenever it's time to go to the dentist, I'll find myself like 2 days before really going hard at the gums and the teeth so like I can get in there and they go, you look good, looks good. Which doesn't do anything except actually Dennis is going to know that you've
yes.
only for like
Absolutely.
2 days been working it.
Not a flosser myself and I do the exact same yeah. thing. It's a 3-4 days leading
yeah.
up to it.
And you're like, I'm gonna prove it. I'm going to yeah. prove it. Like, they're going to go, you have really great teeth health. Your dental health is amazing. I'm like, yep, been doing it for since the last time I saw you.
Yeah.
I took it real seriously.
Yeah. 2 days.
Yeah.
I use those picks, I'd say, on a pretty regular basis. Here's what happened to me, though, recently at the dentist. I was like, something's feeling a little irritated down here. She goes, oh, well, that's why it's called getting long in the tooth. I went, excuse me?
Was it a pun? She was punning? She was doing a pun?
Because there's more of my tooth exposed, so it's more sensitive. And she goes, well, that's why that term exists. You're getting long in the tooth.
Oh.
And I said, oh, so not only are you shaming me for my dental care, you're calling me an elderly person. Cool.
Well
double
done.
Trouble.
Yeah, that's a double whammy, dentist. Mm-hmm.
I'll show you and never floss again.
or floss 2 days before.
Okay.
Like Nate and I do.
Yeah.
All right, keep going here. The worst of the Cubs playoff batting average. That is true. It really technically is the worst
is
in
the worst.
Postseason history. The worst timeshares. 708 says timeshares.
Oh,
yeah.
That's it. Just
timeshares.
Oh, just the title. Like, topic, discuss.
Yeah, my pocketbook doesn't understand that worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. Timeshares.
Timeshares.
Also like, my pocketbook.
847, right, you timeshare your pocketbook. Why do Trader Joe's staff have to chat you up about your purchases? You
know, yeah, so that's a big one.
They're feeling it. There are three types of worsts that we'll get. There will be the ones that people are really talking about, the nuisances, the annoyances of society. Then there'll be the people who will get real literal
okay.
and talk about, like, disease or things where, like, you know what happened to me? This you know,
gonorrhea.
Some gonorrhea happened to me. That's the worst.
But we all laughed. And then
the third is, and it's always is someone who says the worst is, I never got my prize from the last time I won. That's the third. It's always. Every week, just like, never received. You know what's the worst? Not getting the Lou Malnati's gift card from then date is next to it. And you're like, all right.
Let it go.
Well, no, I want to make sure they get it, but at the same time. It's always every time. You know what's the worst? They get cute.
Yeah. Only two tonight, people.
All right. There's only two. All right. Keep going here. Here we go. The worst is being anywhere near anyone with those Jesus fish emblems on their car.
Uh-oh.
They're the worst drivers. Never turn signals, erratic lane changes, and much more. I'm a Catholic, but still, these drivers, they're the worst.
WWJD.
Like, how can you pick that out of all things? Like, oh, look at the Jesus emblem on the car. Like, not even using this turn signal.
Also, you should be paying attention to the road.
Yeah, that would be it. Don't look. Let's not get caught up on the symbols. Just pay attention to the traffic around you.
815's got a great one. This is one that I think is a front runner. Ready?
Uh-oh.
815 says, I waitress. Usually not a waiter. LOL. This they said. I think here's what it is. A waitress who calls you hun or sweetie. So
ooh,
fake.
Yeah.
Hey, hun. Hey, sweetie. What are we going to have? You got to have some eggs and bacon?
I get that that's the worst up here. I'm from Texas.
So Texas. That's
yeah,
a Texas
so
thing.
It. Well, yeah. So it's not as much of an insult. But I can see how people could see that as being insincere
yeah.
or something.
It's just like what you like. They watch Mel's Diner. What was it? That show,
oh,
Mel's?
Alice.
That's what it's yeah. called. I was trying to make a joke the other day about it. And I'm like, why does this not sound right? And I'm like, Mel's. Remember Mel's? And I'm like, what was it called? Alice, right?
Well, that was the
I also
location.
Love how much it's on your mind. Yeah, I'm trying to make a joke the other day about
this
it.
This is my third Mel's joke, and I'm getting... Now I get why I was... Okay, I got it now.
I was trying to make
time.
A joke about It's a Living. Remember that show?
Sure.
It's a living. It's good work if you could get it. If you could get it, won't you show me how... But I couldn't remember the
it's
name
good
of
remember.
It.
Now you got it.
Thank
Robin's got an 824 at In Studio. 312-981-7200. We'll come back. We'll get an update on tonight's news and, of course, the Cubs game. And we'll do second half of the worst. Stay with us. Thanks, Rob. Playing the worst tonight. 312-981-7200. Like I said, we're also keeping tabs on the Cubs game, which is in the seventh inning right now. The Dodgers got a 4-1 lead in the bottom of the seventh. Cubs are up. But when the game is over, we will have the True Blue postgame plus, which is with Harry Tynowitz and Andy Mazur, Mark Carman. They'll break down what happened here in Game 3, win or lose. That's coming up here on 720 WGN. All right, we're playing the worst tonight, though, where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes, and I've got two pizzas in studio.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Robin Scott and Nate Dufort. My two pizzas. You
know, I know. I'm going to say yes to that.
Yeah. Robin Scott, a comic, an actor, mm-hmm. keynote speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Nate Dufort, a comic producer, podcast My Neighbors Are Dead, which is great. Check it out. They're doing two episodes every week till Halloween. Comedy/horror. It's good stuff.
You better believe it.
All right. So let's get back. Let's go to the line because I got a ton of people, and I know that we still have worse to get to. But why don't we do this? Let's get some callers in here to mix it up. Let's go to Denny. Denny, what's the worst, Denny?
Well, it's definitely a first world problem, but no matter how careful you are, by putting all your laundry in the hamper, you can never match your socks up when they leave the dryer.
Yep. I'm with you, Denny. I'm with you, and I'm walking living proof right
mm-hmm.
now. I have two different socks on.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. Yeah, that's the worst. And then there's that additional problem where if your socks aren't fading at the same rate,
okay.
they look a little mismatched yeah. afterwards. Oh, it's the worst.
But it doesn't look purposeful. It doesn't look like a statement sock like I see a lot of the dudes
yeah,
wearing now.
No.
It just looks like that's unfortunate.
Here's the problem I have is that a couple of, I think it was for my birthday maybe, my wife got me a bunch of like fancy socks with a bunch of different
sure.
cool things. But those you can't pull off when you mix and match. So like one will be polka dot and the other will be Argyle. And I'm like, well, you know what? I'm much more into the consistency. If the sock is the same consistency, sure. I'm good to go.
Yeah.
And you could do that with like a grain of black. But these, you can't do that. So you're just like, now I've just got a bunch of ones.
I'll say the funny thing is my daughter is buying socks that intentionally mismatch with patterns
what?
And shapes.
Oh, then
them.
You don't have that problem. Oh.
Yeah. It drives me insane. She loves it.
But then she's not used to them having to match. Consistently inconsistent.
Yeah. Yeah, she's just wrong.
Oh.
And that's right. All right, here we go. Here's Jim. Jim, what's the worst, Jim?
Yes, the worst is when you take your beautiful Chicago hot dog off the grill, put it on your poppy seed bun, and get ready to put the mustard on. You grab your squeeze bottle of mustard, squeeze it on, and out comes water.
Oh, mustard
water because you forgot to shake the mustard jar.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah. Yeah. Mustard juice, you're right. That is the worst.
It's the worst. Getting those soggy buns right before you bite in.
Ooh, wrecking your dog.
You've ruined your dog and your bun and everything else.
Oh, nasty talk. I meant literally. It's nasty. Guys, talking about
nasty,
the buns.
Nasty buns, right.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks, Jim.
Okay. Nasty buns.
All right, let's keep going. All right. Okay. 630. I know this is a first world problem, but when you tell your partner that they'll run out of gas unless they stop at the corner 5 minutes later, ring, ring, please bring me gas to 5 miles from that corner with the gas station.
What?
So they ran out of gas.
Oh, okay. That is the worst.
Yeah.
It is. And most cars now, most have low fuel lights.
Sure.
I mean, this is a this problem is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've done more on letting you know about how much gas you have in your car, the regulation on that than any other. Like, I mean, you talk about nothing on guns, but if you want to do know how much gas,
very fair.
The technology
indication.
Is there for that. They figured that part out.
Thank yeah. goodness.
My car will not tell me when there's a gun in there.
Yeah, they
that's
won't.
A whole new set of policies.
630 is all mad, saying, "Who doesn't shake their condiments before you apply them? Their mustard juice."
Mm.
Ooh. Oh, sometimes you forget.
Yeah,
classic mustard juice.
Mm. All right, let's see here. Keep going. The worst is walking face first into a spider hanging from the ceiling.
Oh, that is, but very funny to watch someone else do it.
Oh, it's, yeah, if you don't know what's going on, they look like a cat swatting at a
yeah.
laser.
Yeah. Or like they're starting to do some mm-hmm. kind of dance exercise. But yeah, that's nerve wracking.
It's in the ones that get me is yeah, indoors. Like I have that sometimes in the front of my place where it's like outside mm-hmm. or close, or even in the garage
yeah.
area.
But
when you're like in your bedroom or something, and then you don't run into the spider, but you obviously ran into a web because it just kind of wraps around your forehead a little bit. That's the worst. So you're like, man.
Yeah. True talk, guys. It happened to me on my way into the studio, and I was flopping around out there. Not pretty, and really glad I couldn't see anyone watching. There's probably some people at a distance giggling, but yeah, not pretty.
It's on the. I'm sure it'll make best parking lot surveillance videos.net.
Just all of a sudden, wild flapping, swatting.
Yeah. You can find it at mustardjuice.go.
779. Larry says the worst is listening to Illinois politicians.
It depends on the sure.
You know, it's the worst is getting ready to move into a new apartment. You open the front door and you find old tenants sitting down to dinner.
Hello.
What?
Old, as in the people that lived there, or just elderly, or maybe both,
or your new roommate. Maybe you didn't check.
Oh, yeah.
Do you fix yourself a plate? What do you do in this situation?
I wonder, I mean, that can't be boxes in hand. That has to be like, oh, I'm going to go check it out again. I mean, I have a couple follow-ups.
Yeah, there's a missing element in this story. Yeah.
And better communication to and fro the landlord.
Yeah. So there's a landlord character in this play. There's a lot.
Wow.
I mean, it has not revealed itself in this story.
Yeah, Carl. But a great setup.
Carl messed it up again. He doesn't have a planner. He just likes to go off his head.
It was 2F. 2F is in front.
You know what? If you're going to write it in your planner, you need to look at your planner.
Still working with a day runner, see? Still working with a day runner, Carl, with a K.
Come on, Carl. All right. You know what's the worst? Definite winner is Sweetie and Hun. They don't like that. So someone has doubled down on that.
Okay.
The worst is when a guy. Okay, this is a good one. 773 said, "I swear this is real.
Okay,
happened to me today.
Mm.
The worst is when a guy with a 2x4 hits a newspaper stand on the corner, notices you staring, and then proceeds to chase you down the street, yelling obscenities at you."
That is so specific. There is no way that is made up.
It is right. Not made up, and yeah. The person needs to get the law involved. I mean, that is, that's spooky.
Hashtag fake news. That's taking it far.
Mm-hmm.
I also, there's a lot of questions in this play, too.
Okay.
Like, I'm a little bit like, did he get away?
Is Carl still involved here?
Carl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like the idea that proceeds to chase you down the street yelling obscenities. Well, why was he, I mean, what do you think, 773, why do you think, what was he trying to break into? Like, did he get caught trying to use a 2x4 to get that Sun Times?
Yeah. And why chase you?
Yeah.
Did you, what?
A lot going on there.
And was there a Home Depot stop on the way to the paper stand?
Okay.
Where did he get a 2x4? Was it Hacksaw Jim Dugan?
Some very specific information in this.
Yeah, right? See?
Somebody
We're
got
getting
triggered.
To the bottom of this.
Somebody got triggered.
312 says, companies like UPS or USPS, who make their employees, no matter their age, wear shorts.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I could see. Is that maybe aerodynamic or something? I mean,
yeah,
is that
the uniform? Yeah.
Well, it keeps you cool. That's a hot truck, right? That's a lot of shifting around, getting up and out of the truck and moving around. You want to keep your legs free.
Just the trial and error, they're probably like, oh, man, these legs are way too sweaty.
And they're working hard because they're not allowed to make left turns, I just found out.
See? You know what? Maybe there's something to that. And having a full pant is going to hinder.
Yeah. Not being able to do a left turn.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. It's quite possible. I think we're uncovering truths.
Yeah, we just wrote three acts of a play.
Yeah, we did. They're all connected.
And I think
with Carl.
And now we know what Carl does. Yes, Carl. Absolutely.
Robin Scott, Nate Dufort in studio. 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst. Okay, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll finish it up. We'll give us two pizzas away. Stay with us.
What's going down,
y'all? Wrapping up the worst tonight. 312-981-7200. Nate Dufort, Robin Scott in studio. Of course, coming up after the worst, the guys will be in for True Blue Playoff Plus. They'll give you a post game on the Cubs game, which is in the eighth inning right now. Things are not going well, so why don't we wrap up the worst and not talk about it? 312-981-7200. Let's go to JoJo. JoJo, what's the worst, JoJo?
Try me on the Expressway 294 South last Sunday in my new Forester, and there was a 6-foot ladder in the middle of the road.
Did you hit it?
No, I stopped a couple inches away, but all the cars were coming right at me, and I did not get hit.
But you were okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. Well, I hate that stuff. I've got a great JoJo. I hit one of those, I don't know, the tire things that come off the semis, you know, that they're like the tire, I don't know, when they get bad tires.
Yeah.
I hit one of those things, and accident, like on the Kennedy one time, and it pierced my gas tank.
What?
Oh,
so I started leaking gas. Like they had to pull over, and the fire department had to come, and they're like, "You're fine." Oh. But I was just like, "What is that?" Off of some truck thing that bounced back on me.
Yeah, that's no fun at all.
Scary.
And I was not about to drive over the ladder. No, I don't think so.
Did you at least grab the ladder and take it home? You got a new ladder?
Yeah. No.
Oh, I was gonna say that's the best.
All right, thanks, JoJo.
Glad
appreciate
you're okay.
It. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Bye.
Mine's better. I should get a pizza for mine. The gas tank.
There's only two pizzas. Sorry.
Can you reward
yourself?
There were
yourself? Three. This I would have given it to myself.
I'll bring you a pizza.
Well, you thank you, Robin. I
appreciate
it.
You're welcome.
All right, 312-981-7200. We got a couple seconds here before we let's get the rest of these in. All right, here we go. More fun is that this car doesn't understand my voice texting. I don't know what that means. Okay. 608 says the worst is when you fist bump somebody, but they are ready for a handshake.
Then you just jam them in the fingertips.
Yeah, that's not fun.
No.
At all. I have had, I joined a new gym a couple of years back, and I went in for a handshake. So reverse that.
Okay.
And the trainer there said, "Bro, you're in a gym now. We don't shake. We bump." Oh. I have been intimidated of trainers ever since. I pay for that gym. I don't really go.
One time I was in a, I was recording. I was with a reporter and I was a producer on the mic. We were doing a sushi place in Bucktown. And I remember this because it was, we were done and I shook everybody's hand. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, the owner of the place comes up to me and goes, don't shake the chef's hand. Like, you know, we don't do that here because with the chef, you know, it's working with raw fish or whatever. Like I was like, oh, well, doesn't he have like a little hand sanitizer next to the thing to like wash his hands? Like, I'm like, I'm sorry, but you know.
You can't, you need those oils when you're handling that fish.
I guess.
Same thing on cruise ships that I've worked on in the past. People won't shake. It's an elbow bump or a fist.
Because they just don't want to get like norovirus.
Exactly. They don't want to be spreading those germs around.
Too much is spread. I'm thinking of something where I went to shake someone's hand and they did the high five. Mm-hmm. And so it was just my like my fingertips jamming into.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Who does a high five?
Same like vicinity.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was low, but and I remember being like, oh,
that's
I got a jam.
Eye contact is important.
You know what it is.
815 says the worst. Kids lock keys in the car Sunday night. Have to call police to open car. Squad has lights on the whole shebang the entire time. And Monday morning, the alarm system was activated but not reset, so I had to drive my kindergarten to school with alarm going off the entire way there in the car.
Oh, something tells me that the kids loved it though. Like that's a lot of hoopla, a lot of noise. That's a lot of drama. Wrecking mom's life, but the kids are like, this is fun. Lots of noise and lots of lights.
Last thing, 773 says, I got away. He proceeded to knock over all the newspaper stands on every corner for like four blocks. You could follow the trail of papers in the street. He was apparently upset that I was staring and was wearing glasses.
Is this the follow-up to the 2x4?
Yeah.
Had me until the glasses. That's a curveball.
Right?
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe it wasn't news. Maybe it was a fake news thing where he's just so mad at the papers.
Yeah. And the people that need corrective lenses so they can read them.
That's it. Getting up close.
All right. 312-981-7200. Okay. Tonight, we've got Lou Malnati's gift certificates. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. We got two pizzas available. Before we do that, I want to thank Nate Dufort. He is a producer of My Neighbors Are Dead, the great podcast. Two episodes every week until Halloween. It's a horror comedy podcast. Great improvisers, everybody on there. Nate's been a longtime improviser and comic in Chicago. Robin Scott as well, actor and keynote speaker as well as a comic. And a regular here on The Worst. And The Download.
It's what we do.
You got to bring the character back who
Rick.
Rick.
That dude, he got caught up in the ceiling working with some of your raccoons.
The raccoons, right. All right, tonight, here we go. We got two winners. You ready? All right, so 708, you're going to get one. You ready? You know what's the worst? Getting ready to move into a new apartment. You open the front door and find the old tenants sitting down to dinner.
Not leaving.
No.
Staying.
Get some of those mashed taters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chicken pot pie, and I don't care.
And we'll give the other one to the caller, Jim, who gave us the classic mustard juice story. In such detail, you get the bun out of the poppy bun, my great Chicago dog, right off the grill, and ruin it with mustard water, as he called it. So there you go.
Just a nasty yellow spray.
There you go. We've got the two winners, Jim and 708. Nate, Robin, thanks so much. Great to see you guys. Thanks for playing The Worst.
Thank you. It's the best.